Yo, yeah. Hey. No, you're supposed to start off, yeah.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to start off.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You with the Hawks Twins.
You watching Dear America.
Yeah.
What's going on, America? This is a very special edition of the Dear America podcast. Every once in a while, we have a lot of requests for certain guests to come on the show. And without a doubt, one of the biggest requests that we've received over the past, I don't know, how long we've been doing it? 7 months, 8 months now, has been the Hodge Twins.
Yeah.
People have wanted the Hodge Twins to be on the show.
Yeah.
For forever.
Yep.
And I love the Hodge Twins. I've seen the Hodge Twins for quite a long time. They do things a lot differently than we do, obviously. They're comedians by nature, but they have truly come to power sounds like a really weird way to say it, but they've really gained a lot of momentum during this Blexit movement, Black Americans in the conservative party world.
And they're not as PG as we are, but not all conservatives.
Definitely not as PG as we are.
But we got, you know, the conservative movement is filled with a lot of kinds of people. So
right, and they're comedians. And
yeah,
so they naturally push boundaries. And, and
I love it.
I love it too. I think it's hilarious. I think they're really good at what they do. Anyway, so you guys have been requesting this for a very long time. And one of the things that we talked about as we're growing Dear America and as we're expanding is we really want to start to give you guys what you want as well. So that includes guests. And one thing that we really love about this is bringing guests on that aren't necessarily the stereotypical, I don't know, pundit people that you would expect to hear on a political podcast. And so what we're really trying to do is take Dear America, and I say this all the time, I want us to be the Joe Rogan of politics. That's what I want for this show, and having people like the Hodge Twins on really facilitate that. Anyway, we'll get into it a little more here in a minute, but before we do, let's get into a sponsor. You know you can count on us here at Dear America to give it to you straight. In fact, that's kind of the whole point of the show. So if you believe us, then take our advice today. Start preparing. While the media is busy distracting you with the latest titillating headlines, there are real threats to our health and safety that nobody wants to talk about. I'm not trying to fear monger, but look at how the left behaves. Natural disasters, quarantines, and it can all change in the blink of an eye. You can either make a plan or risk being with the panicked masses staring at empty shelves. Please go to preparewithgram.com and get 45% off a 2-week emergency food kit from my friends at My Patriot Supply. These meals include breakfast, lunch, and dinner and last up to 25 years in storage. My Patriot Supply ships them fast and discreetly to your door. Your family is worth it, and 45% off makes it a no-brainer. Only while supplies last at preparewithgram.com. That's preparewithgram.com. All right, so preface this a little bit before we get into the Hodge Twins. They'll be on in just a minute. The Hodge Twins are different than we are. So they are not PG. They are definitely not PC. And they're going to say what they're going to say. So there's going to be a lot of beeps.
I beeped it out.
Jake beeped out a lot in this episode, but it's
my finger got tired.
It's so hilarious just to listen to
it
them
is.
Talk. And once you get past like their comedic side, because that's who they are.
Yeah,
they have some really powerful points.
They're very intelligent guys.
Oh, super intelligent dudes. And to hear their perspectives of what it's been like to be Black Americans that come out as conservatives and what they faced in their world, their comedy world, is really eye-opening, and it's really cool to hear those stories.
They could have went a lot farther, a lot quicker.
They'd have a Netflix special already.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You know, and you hear that all the time. You hear people that are conservatives that are just as talented as everybody else. Mm-hmm. You know, we sit here and we talk about skin color holding people back. It's really political values that actually hold people back the most.
It takes a lot of guts to do that, too.
Yeah.
Stand up
willingly
for your values.
Willingly choosing mm-hmm. to take less money to stand up for what you believe in.
Yeah.
So when you get past all the vulgarities, well, the beeps in this, because we are a PG show, it is a really fun interview. You'll laugh, you'll cry. I had a hard time not laughing.
Oh, we were cracking up. And I think the cool thing about this episode is that most people see their comedy stuff.
Yeah.
And we actually got to sit down and just talk to them, you know, in real life, you know, about their struggles, where they came from. You know, they each have like four kids
or something.
Oh, my
goodness. Yeah. They're a baby making factory between the two of them.
I thought they were like 28. They're a lot older.
They're a lot of older guys, and they've got families and kids. And so it's really cool to break down that persona of them. Anyway, so it's a really fun interview. I think you guys are going to like it. But before the Hodge twins get here, let's get into a sponsor.
Let's do it.
We talk on this show a lot about protecting the unborn, standing up for the American flag, and your constitutional right to keep and bear arms. But what are you doing about it? Patriot Mobile is the only cell phone service that donates a portion of your monthly bill to organizations fighting for the values you believe in, like the right to bear arms, life, religious liberty, and supporting veterans. On top of all that, they'll save you money. I know switching cell phone carriers is scary, but Patriot Mobile makes it easy. You can keep your number, bring your own phone, or buy a new one and get the same reliable nationwide service. Go to patriotmobile.com/GRAHAM and check out their coverage map and offers. Right now, you can get free activation when you use the offer code GRAHAM plus a free gift when you open a new line. Or call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. PatriotMobile.com/Graham. That's PatriotMobile.com/Graham or 972-PATRIOT. All right. So here we go. This is the moment. This is the...
My God.
This is the release of quite possibly our most risque interview ever.
I love it.
Again, so if there's children around, this might be one of those times where the children leave the room. Again, we are who we are, but we believe in supporting other people, and everybody doesn't do it our way. So we have some really powerful conversations with the Hodge twins. Mm-hmm. So relax, enjoy. I don't know, drink a beer or whatever is going to make you feel comfortable with this. You're really going to laugh. It's really hilarious and it's really powerful, the things that they say. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, buckle your seatbelts. Here are the Hodge twins. Hey!
Yeah.
You're supposed to say, hey, guys. I know that that's y'all's slogan or y'all's thing you do. Ladies and gentlemen, the Hodge twins are in the Dear America setup studio. We're here in Florida, of all the places for us to link up, finally. People have been asking this for a long time, guys. I don't know if you know. You guys are far more popular than me, but they're like,
oh. I think we're on the same plane, man. Yeah. I see you on Instagram, man.
Oh, man. People have been asking for a long time. You got to get the Hodge twins on.
Yeah.
Get the Hodge twins on. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we listen.
It has finally happened.
We had to travel all the way to Florida to make it happen. We had to stalk them and track them down.
Yeah.
But they're here. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I appreciate it.
So, you know, this is y'all's first time on. Mm-hmm. I want to know, like, the story of the Hodge twins.
I do, too,
I mean, because you're both majestic dudes. I mean, you know, you're twins, obviously. Yeah. And so you kind of...
People like the yeah.
So, man, you're just beautiful specimens. The camera can't fit you both on here. You're so large, man. But I see you guys all over the internet all the time. Love your stuff. Mm-hmm. The Cory Booker Spartacus video is probably one of my favorite ones
that I've
ever seen. Tell us a story, man. How did the Hodge twins become, I don't know, these political activists speaking sense into America?
Like, we started YouTube in general with just a big accident. We just did it because it was fun.
Okay.
Before we knew it, we was doing fitness. And then from our fitness, we started doing relationships. And from relationships, we started doing politics.
And about a year and a half ago, we came out the closet conservative, right?
Oh,
so big move.
I mean, we've been conservative for years, but
It all started when we saw this kid in, I think it was in Texas. He got attacked for wearing his MAGA hat.
Oh,
San Antonio, right?
Right, by the
Latino, just for wearing his hat. And so we decided to do a video, and I told Kelly, I said, let's do a video on this. Let's come in neutral on this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I don't want to alienate my fan base, because we hadn't came out yet.
Right.
Yeah. Right?
So yeah, all we said in the video was that nobody should be attacked for wearing a hat. That's all we said. And you would think most people would agree with that.
Right.
It's a pretty safe route to take. We put the video up, man. We had lost like between 10 and 15,000 followers on like 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
And that really pissed me off. I was like, I got all these. So I said, you know what? I don't want these people following me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we just went straight political on Instagram.
Yeah.
Then I started getting negative comments on my YouTube. What the hell y'all doing on Instagram? Y'all need to stay in y'all's lane. I was like, okay, watch this. We went political on Twitter, Facebook, and then we started a YouTube channel. So,
yeah.
I mean, we got sick and tired of listening to other people like celebrities and people on TV give their political views. I'm like, excuse my friend. Now I ain't gonna cuss. I was like,
keep it Christian, man.
Right.
Christian now.
These people are bat crazy. They're freaking morons.
Yeah.
And then when I look at like Congress, people in Congress, these people are freaking idiots on the left.
Man. It's insane.
It's insane. It's so insanity. We decided to come out, man, give our two cents about it.
And when was that? When did y'all come out? Like
about a year and a half ago.
About a year and a half. Yeah, and then y'all blew up from there, correct?
Yeah, we lost a lot of fans, but we gained a lot more.
When we put up that video, I said, it's a great idea. I said, you want to go buy some MAGA hats next?
But it's crazy how we...
us, man. We started doing all kinds of... I said, I do not want these people following me.
Yeah.
I could care less.
It's crazy how we have to call it coming out.
Yeah.
You know?
Coming out as a conservative.
The left doesn't have that.
So you guys are also in the comedy world. Like, you got a comedy tour and everything that you guys go on.
Uh-huh.
Do you guys interact with other, like... known comedians or things like that? Do they, behind closed doors, say, hey, you know, I like what you have to say, or something like that?
As far as being comedians, we start out on YouTube. I think a lot of people in Hollywood, the comedians in Hollywood, they see us as not on their level. Oh, those are just YouTubers. I hear this from a lot of like club owners. That's the way they see us.
I hear it from other celebrities too.
Really?
Yeah. So I mean, I really never mixed with that crowd. We just wanted to do because we was always a fan of comedy.
Yeah.
And our comedy shows have totally changed. Like, our fan base is just white as all get out. Right? I mean, there's no black people at our shows.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's about 15%.
That's
about 15%.
You see, it's about 2-3 black people.
Okay. All right. And for the people that are just listening on audio that may not know, you guys are black.
I've been trying to tell black people I've been black for ever since I was born. We actually did a video because people said, y'all ain't black, stop teeny black. I said, well, I really don't want to be black. I can be white if I want to. So I went and got the DNA results.
Oh, no.
And I was 54% African. And I talked so much crap to you. I said, I told you I was black.
You'd have won the popular vote with that.
Yeah.
Who needs electoral college? I got 54% DNA.
So what would you say, since you've come out as a conservative, what would you say is the, you know, now you've truly seen behind the veil, right? Like this nastiness that is politics and all this stuff. What would you say is the best thing that you've seen since you've gone this route and the worst thing that you've seen?
The worst thing I've seen is ignorance, how ignorant some people are.
Yeah.
I would say the most positive thing is how much conservatives support one another.
Yeah.
That's been the biggest thing.
Yeah.
This is really big.
They're not racist, too, right?
They're not racist. Yeah. I have not seen not one Nazi at my show yet.
We are white. People think I'm a white supremacist. They tell me that all the time. But yet you are black, and you sit here before me.
I know.
A conversation.
Well, they call me a black supremacist.
What happened to the real white supremacists, you know?
I know, yeah.
They wouldn't be caught dead with me, you know? Where are those white supremacists at?
They are only 54%.
That's true.
Yeah. So y'all can tolerate us, all
right? You know, I had a conversation with somebody about that. I was like, are we so privileged in this America that we live in now that we truly don't know what real racism actually is?
Yeah, they've turned the term racism.
Do you
don't
know
even mean
what
racism.
Real racist people actually think?
Yeah.
And, you know, you're not a racist and have black friends or like Donald Trump. Yeah. Literally every year, Donald Trump was the most famous white person in rap albums ever until he became president. You don't just all of a sudden just decide that you don't like black people.
I'm a racist today.
But you know what? It's real powerful. The reason why he's been labeled
racist because it's so powerful for a black person to sit in front of his TV and see a dude on the news in a suit say the president's racist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When black, black people say hear that term racist, they go in a trance.
Yeah.
Literally. They stop thinking. They shut down.
Yeah. But that's why I think it's so important for what y'all do, what Candace says. I mean, that's so important.
Yeah.
Right.
To have a
voice
to lend, to be able to lend that voice.
So
that's the main reason why we came out. But it had the opposite effect we was hoping for.
Friends, stop wasting money on overpriced holsters. Starting at just $37, We the People holsters are custom made in-house right here in America. They're also a sponsor that has stuck with us the entire time. So support the sponsors that support us. Their proprietary design allows for you to easily adjust both the cant and ride of your holster so it fits comfortably and securely at all times. They have dozens of options to choose from for both inside and outside the waistband, plus an amazing selection of printed holsters with everything from the Constitution to Blue Lives Matter and even designs that have my face on it. I have several of them. Go to wethepeople.com/Graham, G-R-A-H-A-M, and get yours today. Every holster ships free and comes with a lifetime guarantee. Get an additional 10% off with the offer code G-R-A-H-A-M. Graham, that's my name. Satisfaction guaranteed. If it's not a perfect fit, send it back for a refund. wethepeopleholsters.com/Graham. That's wethepeopleholsters.com/Graham. Offer code Graham. So what would you guys say is the still to this day in the black community the biggest hurdle that we still haven't gotten over yet? Because there is a divide still, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And it would appear from where I sit, you know, I'm a white guy, you know, I'm not black. I don't know. I don't know the struggles that that black Americans have to deal with on a daily basis, and I admit that every day. Why do you think there still is a divide? What do you think the biggest hurdle is?
The biggest hurdle for black people is they need to listen to the other side.
Yeah, they don't listen at all.
Like,
they don't even give them opportunity to say anything.
And why do you think that is? Sorry.
But it's in our culture.
It's in our culture. If you're black, you're Democrat.
Yeah.
You're supposed
me
to
and
be.
My brother, we're considered traitors to our race. That's how stupid it is.
That's the
and
most
it breaks
ridiculous
up families
thing
too.
I've ever heard.
They said they took my black card. I said, from what I hear, I don't want this damn black card. I heard it sucks. You can keep that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They don't listen.
They don't listen.
I mean, I look at CNN, I'm like, I can't believe how these people are sitting here for hours just lying through their teeth.
Yeah, I like to look at it, man, because it's funny. Because I used to believe those fools.
Right. They also center on identity politics.
Yeah.
So you guys completely throw that out of the water, you know?
Yeah.
They need identity politics.
Yeah. Yeah, without identity politics, Democrats, that party would not exist.
Yeah,
would not exist.
So what's one thing, if we could be fair on some things, because I believe that one of the worst things conservatives can do is they can just assume that we're doing everything right and that we've got it all, you know, figured out. What's one thing that conservatives, and more specifically the president, can do to reach more of black America? I mean,
for the most part, you've did all you can do.
Yeah.
Now black people's got to listen.
Yeah.
If they don't listen, you could give them $10 million in reparations. They're still going to be slaves because 2 years later, they're going to be broke. They're going to be in a worse position they began.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think we can still help the black people today, but I think you need to concentrate on the youth so they're not brainwashed.
Right.
I think that's where it starts.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times you can't teach your old dog new tricks, but if you get them young.
Yeah.
You can make a change.
Yeah.
Like what Turning Point USA is doing, you can make that change.
I'm sure you get a ton of criticism,
but
do you find the moments, even being here, where there's, 5,000 young people who come up to you?
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Oh, man, that's amazing. I was like, wow, we do got a chance. Because I'm like, man, if things get tough, I can always pack up and leave. You know, a lot of people ain't got those resources.
You know,
I got those resources. I can go to Ireland. I can go to Scotland. Find some good, clean white people.
That's 54%. You can make it.
Yeah. I already know I'm going to Ireland or Scotland.
Hey, you know what? There's like this new group in the conservative movement. They call themselves Real Conservatives.
Oh, yeah.
And they're saying, I ain't going to mention any names, but they say what's going to kill this country is the change in demographics.
Yeah.
I totally disagree with them.
Yeah.
What's going to kill this country is liberals. And it, specifically, it's going to be the white liberal, because they're putting all these black people in the power, spitting all this bullshit to the black community. Mm-hmm. Now they're doing the same thing to Latinos. That's why they're pandering to them. That's what's going to destroy this country, a lack of conservative values, whether you're black, white, Mexican, mm-hmm. purple. If conservatives are going to save this country, it doesn't matter what color you are. I don't care about the change in demographics. Black people, Mexicans, they can be conservatives just like a white person can.
Yeah,
y'all invented this shit. We need to.
Western civilization.
Socrates.
That's why we're the greatest country in the world. We made a lot of mistakes in the past, but name one country that didn't have slavery or made any mistakes.
There's not.
That's exactly right.
Black people to this day still think they're being oppressed. I'm just like, go live in Russia. Go to your motherland. Go to Africa.
And who in America ended slavery?
Yeah, white people.
White people died.
They always complained they were slaves and what white people did. I said, well, who helped the white people? Black people caught you first and then sold you to slavery. Yeah. Well, and they never mentioned, hey, white people freed the slaves. The Republicans freed the slaves.
And I'm glad you guys are on because I'd really like your opinion on this. I mean, because there seems to be this thing that there's just certain topics that white people, especially white commentators or whatever you want to define me as,
especially me.
Apparently, if there is a diagram of what a white supremacist looks like.
The tattoos, the skin, the mohawk.
You look like you hung some people.
But that's my point, man. But there are just things that I apparently am not allowed to have input on of any kind. You know, it would seem to me that any time something as just horrible as slavery, it's a stain on our country and it will forever be there, right?
Yeah.
We can't get rid of what happened.
Chain of racism.
But when there's no longer not a single person who either was or owned slaves, at what point can you honestly look at people and say, can we not just agree that this is not a thing anymore?
Yeah, right. Well, you got the race pimps in the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's pushing racism like it's a huge issue in this country, and it's not. How can this country be racist? We elected a black man. He beat two white men.
Two Christian white men.
Yeah. And black people only make up, 14% of the population?
No, it's like 10-11% of the population.
Yeah, it's like, how can this country be racist when a black man was voting in office?
He didn't need the Electoral College, neither. He won the popular
He won it all.
To me, the biggest question is why, and we talk about this all the time, because it's not about racism or anything else. It's about power. They want power.
Yeah.
These people want power. Mm-hmm. So it has nothing to do with it, but they're winning. Mm-hmm. Because it is. It's causing such a division in our country right now.
Yeah. They've been promising the same things for 30, 40 years.
Yeah.
Never deliver on it. Yeah. They still get votes.
So let's move off of the of that just for a minute. I want to talk to you guys about, you know, you guys are both married.
Yeah.
You both have kids, correct?
Yeah, I got three kids.
You got three kids?
You got four, right?
Wow. See, okay, I got a whole, community.
Let me tell you, I've been...
All right, so we like to always talk about our sponsors, and we specifically like to talk about Red Arrow Weapons. Everybody, we've been talking about it for a long time. The things that are going on in Virginia right now, Second Amendment pro-gun patriots are fighting this battle against the most open attack we've had against our Second Amendment in my lifetime that I've seen. So Red Arrow Weapons is a sponsor of ours. They've stuck with us through thick and thin. We love what they do. We love what they stand for. Make sure that you support the companies that support us. Go to Red Arrow Weapons today and check them out. Red Arrow is made 100% in the U.S. of A. Comes standard with CMC triggers and Magpul accessories. They come out of the box ready to deliver superior accuracy and reliability. For Dear America listeners, you enter the coupon code RECALLRALPH. That's a hit at Ralph Northam. Recall Ralph to get 10% off 300 blackout pistols plus free shipping now through February 21st. Support the companies that support us. Go check out Red Arrow Weapons right now. All right, so what do you guys, as fathers, as husbands, what do you guys see from, do people go after, because you guys don't show pretty much anybody but yourselves on your channels.
Right.
So has anyone ever negatively gone after your families or anything like that?
My daughter, she started a YouTube channel.
How old is she?
Yeah.
And she just does makeup and stuff. And people over there talking about your dad's a traitor.
He's
a racist.
And
he's
how
a
old
coon.
Is she?
My daughter's 17. She just turned 18.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And they're going after my daughter. I'm like, these people are so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are you over there talking to my daughter?
Our daughter is 6. And for some reason, over the boys, people always go
always
after
go
our
after
daughter, Anna Grace. And
hope
like, I won't even say on air. And
sodomized
the most...
and all kinds of stuff.
Okay,
it's
he
horrible.
Did. So there
that's,
you go.
It's horrible. That's what people are saying.
I mean,
it's 6-year-old.
I don't know why it's always a girl. Yeah. We have a theory, most vulnerable, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe of them.
Yeah. But... You got to be scum to do that.
Yeah.
And... At the same time, you're trying to tell somebody that they're scum.
Yeah, you're telling me how to raise my kids.
Yeah.
Right.
What as parents, being conservative parents, do you think is the biggest obstacle that parents face in this society with our kids right now?
Music? TV.
The culture.
Just, especially with my son, because the music he listens to, I'm saying, son, I know it sounds cool, and you feel like a gangster, but I said, listen to the words they're saying in that music. Listen
how old
to
is
them.
Your son?
Yeah. He's 17.
He's 17. Yeah.
I said, listen to the words.
They're the same age.
I'm sorry. Wait. You know this. I know.
I have an older daughter. She's 25.
I want to. So can I, for the girls on the podcast who like the backgrounds, can you say how old your kids are, each of you? Because you had a kid then at the same time.
I forget my. Okay. Sometimes I forget how many kids I have. All right. My daughter's 18.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna give him their names because
no,
people
go ahead.
Are just
no, we don't,
crazy.
We don't need names.
Yeah.
Jay, I call him Jay. He's wow. How old is he?
You know what? Pass. We'll come back to you. You think? You go ahead.
I have an older daughter. I think she's 24. 24?
Okay. Fair.
24,
we'll
25.
Go.
Around there.
We'll go.
It's a year.
Okay, you know what?
Yeah. Shoot me if I'm off by a year. My son's 17, and then I have another daughter. She's, I think she's 12, 13.
Wow.
So, oh, wow. Okay.
So and then you my guys, son.
Y'all,
have,
y'all
five.
Are older. Wow. We're still younger. Wow.
Yeah, I think I got it now. My son, Jay, he's like, I think he's 11. And then my youngest, he's 9.
I think he's 11.
I'm bad with ages.
He's 9? Yeah. So your youngest is 9?
So you guys have like the full, between the two of you, you got the full spectrum of like from kid to fixing adult to fixing to be adult.
Yeah.
So, so you think your 17-year-old is like the hardest age right this second because you're fighting against music, you're fighting against videos, you're fighting against this narrative that all these TV shows are trying to put on kids. It's crazy.
Yeah, I was catching on though.
Kanye at the Joel Osteen thing, he's giving his preach, and then all of a sudden he's like, and don't let your kids watch TV and listen to music. They're putting secret symbols in the crowd. The crowd is just silent, like, okay.
Do you guys?
There's nothing secret. They're just telling you right now.
Yeah,
all right, I like Kanye. I'm a Christian myself. I'm super excited about this whole
Christian community. Real rap music.
Truly, I do. I think that there is something to be said from a Christian perspective. I'm not necessarily sure Kanye should be like a preacher yet, since he's so new. You know, I mean, there is something to be said about that. I think it's awesome him speaking at churches. What do you think about this whole Kanye thinking about a 2024 run thing?
No, that's crazy.
Concur.
Thank you. It seems nuts to me.
Yeah. Wow. Could you imagine Kanye West as president?
No, President Yee.
I think he would nuke somebody.
I think
hey, look,
hilarious.
People, we need to do this. I'm telling you, this is going to end all our problems. Just nuke these bastards.
It's like if Alex Jones won, it'd be like, there's psychic vampires over there. We gotta
oh, my God.
Yeah.
If Alex Jones became president.
Oh, man, it's over.
Everybody would be buying his supplements. It's lung renewal. I'm just like, going to look at this. I'm like, who the hell needs lung renewal? What the hell does this do?
Cleaned your lungs from the chemtrails.
Yes, but
Jake does a great.
This sounds just like him. Oh, good God, where's he at?
Look, Joe Rogan, listen. Watch the sweat off. I'm not going to lie, I'm kind of retarded.
Oh my gosh, no, just like him.
I think it is really cool, and I think it's very important for conservatives to start to break through with, especially like the mega star world. I mean, it cannot be argued. Kanye is worldwide kind of thing. But I do think we need to rein it in just a little bit. You know, just a little bit like, okay, you know, unless maybe not yet.
Right.
But I will say, I don't know how much interaction you guys may have with, you know, super known figures. But I will say that we have discovered people that are super well known throughout the world, a lot of them are conservatives. Mm-hmm. And we've even had conversations with true megastars that have kids in high school, and they're like, our kids don't even have cell phones. No, they ain't allowed to have that stuff. Absolutely. Right. We're their parents. Mm-hmm. Society is not their parents, right. you know, kind of stuff. And it's really cool to see this stuff. And
but what's backwards is they can't even say they were with Grim or anything because they would lose their job.
If anybody ever found out, that's what's frustrating. Me,
do you know how rich we'd be if we were liberals? I'm just saying. I know. We'd be rolling.
I know.
Just saying.
That's true.
Colgate, Oreo, all kinds of stuff, man.
Yeah, it really does take away a lot of opportunities when you're conservative. Yes, it does. That's horrible.
Yeah, it's terrible. Well, guys, look, I know that you guys are super busy. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you guys dropping in. Mm-hmm. Guys, I think that what you do is not only just hilarious how you do it. I love how you do it. You kind of we kind of have a similar vibe. We take what's going on and we try to spin it for a humorous reason, but with real points. I love it, man. I think it's hilarious. Yeah. Love what you guys are doing. You know, God bless you. Where can people find what you're doing? People that may be listening that live under a rock that don't know who you are.
Go to blacknazis.com. We're on Facebook, The Hogs Twins, Instagram, Official Hogs Twins,
YouTube, Conservative Twins, and then we have a tour, hogstwinstour.com.
Okay. Where is your next stop on that one?
It is Kansas City.
Okay. Oh, that's Kansas City. Where Jake's from.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Kansas City.
Well, guys, thanks so much for coming on. Jake, real quick, where can they find you?
Instagram, producer_Jake.
Alyssa?
Alyssa Allen on Instagram.
And, of course, I am Graham Allen. You know that because you're listening to my show.
I like that.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of the Dear America podcast. Yeah. And we'll see you again next time.
Bye.
Yeah.
Right now.
I gotta go back. What the f*** are y'all doing?
We're trying to
run a f***ing podcast. Y'all ain't the only f***ers in here.